picking on that red guitar. So get around, now get around, chill and be down. Well, just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. Whatever, because South's gonna do it again and again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Monday morning. Coming up in about a half hour, Orange Beach Mayor Tony Cannon will be with us. The feud between Gulf Shores and Orange Beach has escalated. The naming rights on an airport or something. It's like whenever there's a stadium or something like that, and the formerly the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim or whatever. That's what it feels like to me. Also, for whatever reason, in the 11 o'clock hour from WVNN, Dell Jackson will be with us, as we always have him on Mondays. So please stay tuned for that. As I said, 251-343-0106. Hit us up on the text line if you want to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now on the line, speaking of up around Dell Jackson's way, but used to be a regular on my Huntsville show. Always glad we could get him on for our Mobile audience. State Representative Mike Ball on the line with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing wonderful. I enjoy your bumper music. I've always liked your pick. You pick the kind of stuff I like to play.
Yeah, and we're going to work on freshening that up for the new year. But it's still kind of in the same character as it was in Huntsville, very throwbacky. But appreciate the kind words. Let's get right into it. Transition from music. I'm sure you'd rather spend time discussing that. But as we head into the 2022 session, just I guess a little over a month away, you want to do some tinkering with the Monuments Preservation Act. It's controversial. You were saying, I think you have people on both sides of it that want to go take it further or take it the other direction. But talk about a little bit what you think you foresee as the right way to approach this.
Well, the thing is we've gotten in a time and a place where politics has gotten so far polarized. The extreme left, extreme right, they fight over each other. Right wing, left wing, populism are solidly at war. And one of the things that both sides like to do is they like to rewrite history to match their perspective. And my background, I was an investigator, which is more a win as an investigator is not winning your theory over other theories like it is in politics or law. In investigation, it's finding out what happened, what the truth is. And so there are efforts to rewrite truth or rewrite history according to how they want. And back about 100 years ago, there was a movement here to institute memorialize and romanticize the Civil War from the direction of one side, and there's another side now that wants to completely demonize one side over the other, and the side that's in charge was reacting to that, and when we reacted to that, and they passed the Memorial Act, we went way, way, way too far in the state sanctifying these monuments. And they even went way farther than that. They took away naming rights of schools from school boards. And it was a huge departure from bottom-up governance, which is one of the principles that the founders of our country put in place we need to get back to the American Revolution as opposed to staying in the Civil War.
Well, I tell you what, Representative, I think you're right about that. But the other component to this is some of these local governments are reacting to the threat of mob violence, mob rule. We don't want to go in that direction. I think that's what happened here in Mobile with the Raphael Sims statue, that there was just this fear that you had these protests that would get out of hand and they would, you know, start doing damage to public and private property. And they, you know, in the middle of the night, the statue goes away without much fanfare, that we don't want to be a victim of that. And that's maybe not necessarily all of the spirit of the law, but part of it is to keep that from being a determining factor.
The question is this: those kind of problems, as far as maintaining civil peace and controlling civil disobedience, part of it is to not overly antagonize it either. And those decisions should be best made at the local level. If they go too far in one direction or the other, you know, if you're irresponsive to your population gets mad. And government is supposed to be responsive to it. And those local governments are responsive to the outrage. The fact is, the political, that, you know, there's the same creature from the right, and you've got the right wing that responds to that. And there is some appeasement to people who are angry. That's what's driving politics right now. There's not a lot of civil deliberation from the middle ground right now. It's which herd are you on, and if either side don't get their way, then they want to have riot in the streets. And I come from law enforcement. I remember when we had some rioting in the streets and stuff, and there's a way to react. You react with force, but if you react with too much force, you exacerbate it and make it much worse. These are mistakes. Actually, anybody that's read history can understand over time and time again, I mean, you can control civil disobedience with force, with a huge amount of force, but that's called tyranny. That's not how government government from the bottom up responds to people, to the local people who are outraged. And if there's a monument that's put in place that outrages the populace, then the local government needs to respond to it. That's what this American system of self-governance is all about.
Well,
it's about bottom up, not top down. But the thing is, either side, you know, they're not really all of them want to use force and top down governance as long as they can be in charge. That's not the American system or what I don't think that's what the founders had in mind when they created American system of governance.
I mean, you, in theory, you're right, but there's a moral equivalency that you're trying to draw here that the right is just as bad as the left. I don't find that to be the case in Alabama. Wait a minute.
You said just as bad. I didn't say just as bad. I wind up in politics all the time, and it's one of the reasons I'm getting out. I'm not running anymore. I'm going to write about it, talk about it, because there's a lot of people who don't understand. Here's the thing. What I've had to do in the legislature for all these years, and what I've done as an active participant, is I've been forced to pick the lesser of two evils. But here's the point. When you're picking the lesser of two evils, you are picking an evil. And we have to understand that this beast of governance, the founders implemented a system and a process to put in place where it would correct itself and it would balance and the process would work. The problem is there is a moral equivalence with the two sides. Of course, the right is standing up to fight the left, and the left rises up to fight the right, and they are escalating one another. If you're not a warrior and you start backing out and looking at the whole picture, you see something very ugly, and I wish I hadn't have seen it. Life was much simpler when I was in the minority and before I started seeing it. But then once you see it, you can't unsee it. I didn't mean to. Well, you know how I am.
Well, I wanted to just raise this point, though, Representative, that you don't have the same sort. In Charlottesville is probably the exception here, but for the most part, you don't have like pro-statue people committing acts of violence. I mean, that's what I'm trying to make the point of, that I think sometimes a lot of these guys in municipal government are being held hostage by the tyranny of the minority. Or I don't know if it's the minority. I don't know where people fall on it, but they're certainly not getting the opportunity to have a say. It's not going through the proper process. And maybe that's where your bill would change this a little bit.
Well, it might be, Jeff, that you're only seeing one side of it, and I will tell you, you know, January 6th was an example of people from the right getting out of crowd. Maybe, as a general rule, and when I first got into politics, the conservative, the Republican side, we were a bit more subdued. You know, it was the Reagan and Bush time. We could kind of get on the high road. And there was some degree of it, but our rules were different. Actually, more and more, the right wing is moving more into the method, into the idea of the ends justify the means. They're becoming more and more like the left wing in their methods. And in order to be right, it's not just doing the right thing. It's doing the right thing the right way at the right time for the right reasons. And I think to get those things lined up requires some common sense and reason and spiritual guidance.
Well, let's nail down how you would see this playing out. Now, whatever legislation, tell us how do you change this law in a way that's acceptable, you think?
Well, first of all, there were a lot of things in the law that was an overreach. What I would do is I would narrow down the law to address what the primary concern is as far as how, what we, you know, a local school board should decide what to name their schools. That's just common sense. And so the naming of streets in a city, that's what a city governments do. Whether you like it or not, the duly elected local governance needs to do that. Naming buildings that they build. I mean, there were just so many things in that bill that was an overexpansion of power way beyond the primary concern. And so this bill would narrow it down to just monuments. And if there's a monument, if it's about history, if there's a monument with historical significance, it would keep the commission in place. But the commission would, people, if a local government wanted to move a monument that had been there over a certain length of time, they could petition the commission, and then the commission could, with the approval of the Department of Archives and History, they could coordinate with the Department of Archives and History and to determine the historical significance and if there might be a better place that puts it in more context rather than a place of idolization, for lack of a better word. You know, one society in one time, they might idolize one thing, and actually they probably shouldn't have any idols, but that's part of politics and part of life. And but if they're gonna let the local governing authorities decide what they want, and if state government wants to buy property and put it somewhere, then let state government do it. But a city government should be able to decide what they're going to do on their own property.
Joined by State Representative Mike Ball of Madison here on the program. Real quick, just got a few minutes left here, but I was listening to you on Don Daly's Capital Journal over the weekend, and the ethics bill, or the ethics efforts that you've been talking about since I've known you, I guess all the way back to 2017, you just kind of, the clock's running out on you here, but tell us where are you on that and kind of how you got there.
Well, I'm going to tilt on this windmill for a while. You know, I've been tilting on that windmill, and you understand why, and that there's a lot bigger story that really hasn't been told, and I'm going to leave. You know, one of the things when I leave, I'm going to try to tell the complete story. But until people understand why we need to make some changes in our checks and balances, and why we need to take a look And it, actually, that ethics bill was about the process. There are people that will in the name of ethics investigation use it as to influence elections and upset the balance of power, and it all needs to be aired out in the open. And but I'm not going to have time to do that. I'm going to have to leave, and I'll focus my attention on trying to explain why it needs to be done, and then maybe a legislature after I'm gone, when the public and they understand why it needs to be done, then they'll be able to get it fixed. And there's some good fixes, but you can't fix it right until you understand what it is that's broken and what it is you're fixing. And people don't get it yet.
And it all goes back to the Hubbard prosecution and, you know, the at the time, the counsel who was heading the prosecution, Matt Hart, but you always thought that he had maybe overstepped.
Well, I saw him overstep. He overstepped with me. I didn't have nothing to do with Hubbard's case, and I was engaged in the political process trying to explain what happened, and there's just a whole lot. And then I wound up discovering his relationship with a political consultant that was just highly irregular, improper. And, you know, for your listeners, I spent a significant career in criminal investigation before I got into this, and they were just doing some things that they shouldn't do. And I've raised the question. Nobody has given me a good answer of any sort of it. They've just acted like, oh, never mind, you know, Hubbard was guilty. Well, you know what? It's not about whether Hubbard is guilty. You know, when you're investigating a murderer, the only thing that stands between you and the criminals you're investigating is the rule of law, and you have to follow the rules if you're the good guy, and if you bend the rules to put a target and get who you want, you become a bad guy. So my whole point is I've raised some questions that haven't got an answer, and I intend to spend the rest of my life asking the questions till somebody answers, or I die. It's in the Lord's hands.
Representative, you've been very kind to make time for us this morning. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me rant.
No problem. State Representative Mike Ball there. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.